Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Is Wall Street, are people overreacting to the threat of DeepSeek? So this is something that tech mobile Palmer Luckey talked about and addressed when it comes to this AI app. Watch.
I don't think that people should take what they're saying at face value, and they should realize that there are a lot of people cheering for the United States to fail. There's a reason they put out the news that way. And if the stock market is any indication, it's accomplishing exactly what they hope to. So look, we can recognize that Chinese AI is a real competitive threat without losing our minds over it and falling for CCP propaganda.
The evolution is, he's saying, don't take your eye off the prize that we've got to beat China. This is a race with Xi Jinping, who wants to own AI by 2030. They want China by 2030 to be the kingpin in the world when it comes to artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you're right. We're still in the race. We're not at the finish line yet.
Boy, Trump looks like a genius.
Yeah, I'm glad you ran that. I hadn't had a chance to get to that story. And Palmer Luckey is somebody that pretty much think he knows what he's talking about. And also, I just saw something on the Financial Times, Tara, where OpenAI is now claiming that DeepSeek illegally used their AI platform in training theirs.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah. I thought they just ripped this off as soon as I saw it. Yeah. You saw the NVIDIA stock plunge by 17%, right? Everybody's freaking out. Yeah. My first thought was, Trump looks like a genius. He's done it again. I mean, here's Trump. Trump has his first major press conference, right? And everybody's expecting shock and awe, of course. But he's like, no, I'm taking Greenland. I'm getting Greenland. We need it. Oh, and Canada, too. And everyone's like, what? And the media's like, what? Greenland? Is he out of his mind? And even a lot of MAGA accounts on X were like, he's lost his mind. He needs to focus on the important stuff. Of course, Trump's so far ahead of everybody. What he's doing looks weird. But it's not weird. Again, when China controls 70% of the rare earth minerals that are needed for the semiconductors, for the chips, for the AI, but also for our phones, for electric vehicles, anything with tech, okay? And especially for weaponry. And Biden's been sitting around helping China by putting what few mines we have off limits for 20 years.
There's the other issue right there.
The Democrats had partnered with China to make sure that they won the AI race. Let me tell you how. Remember the remember Hunter Biden's company, CEFC? Do you know what they actually did? Well, nothing. But the Chinese Communist Party puts together CEFC on that big trip that Hunter and Joe take to China, the one where the photos finally leaked and are now in the New York Post. It's you know, Chairman Xi, Hunter, Joe. They cut Joe and Hunter in on their rare earth mineral deals. So every deal that China does, Hunter, Joe, and the family get a cut, which they then didn't tell the IRS about and launder the money. So they're deep felon, not deep fake, deep felon. Okay. So this is why you saw the Democrats in the Biden administration doing everything they can to help China get the upper hand here. And Trump must have been panicked watching it. Okay. So Trump's screaming, we got to get Greenland. We need Canada. And as I've explained on my Battleground America podcast, look up who has the most rare earth minerals. Canada. Who has been trying to buy up the mines? China. Where are 20% of our automobiles assembled? Canada. See what Trump's doing? Trump wants the Chinese out of the mines and he wants exclusive rights to mine them. He wants that for Greenland and he wants it for Canada. Or we're going to lose this race. This is the most important thing. It is the biggest single sector lead that we can build. So anyway, DeepSeek, a lot of controversy right now about it, okay? Here's what freaked people out. At first, they thought it was better than our AI. It's not. But then what freaked them out was the cost. Yeah. The Chinese claiming low cost breakthrough. We spend billions. They did it for $6 million. They're making it cheaply. Okay. Now there are other people questioning that as well. But what this shows us is how important this is. Just an announcement like this, NVIDIA stock crashes 17%.
Yeah, I mean, down $600 billion in value.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes. But here's the stakes. And this is a great article on Free Press. And they write about this. A cheap to make Chinese-owned AI model could be a harbinger of a frightening new reality. Think of the way in which cheap drones have transformed the modern battlefield, mm-hmm. as demonstrated by the war in Ukraine. Now imagine swarms of low-cost drones deployed in war zones, powered by low-priced, DeepSeek-style AI, able to coordinate attacks, evade defenses, and overwhelm traditional tanks and infantry platoons, all with unprecedented precision and scale. Military strategies that once relied on large arsenals and expensive hardware are vulnerable to disruption by nimble, cost-effective alternatives. So people think AI, oh, I don't like that. Well, you know, I just won't use it. Well, no, it's in everything.
Dumb.
The traditional protections of industrial and military supremacy are far weaker than we thought, and they could change on a dime. And that's what this showed us.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get these rare earth minerals, a supply of them, we will be begging the Chinese to sell us the weaponry we need to defeat the Chinese.
Yeah, I like they're going to do that.
They're not.
No.
This is their plan. That's why they got to get there by 2030. Understandably, I'd be in a hurry, too. White Americans, but Trump's in office. They may figure it out. They don't have the Democrats piggybacking and profiting off undermining America. So Lee, this is a very, very serious thing. But you know what was really interesting? Alexander Wang, I don't know if you saw this, his company, he's a billionaire. He looks like he's like 25, I don't know, 30 that maybe
was
tops.
Is that the guy that was running for president at one point?
No.
Oh, it's the
He's a tech guru.
Oh, okay.
And Alexander Wang, his company provides training data to the key AI players, including OpenAI, Google, Meta, spoke at the World Economic Forum last week. And you know what he said? He said, look, DeepSeek is going to be a problem for America. He says, we can beat it, but we've got to take on China. Now, listen to what he said, okay? This is CNBC. Quote, the United States is going to need a huge amount of computational capacity, a huge amount of infrastructure. We need to unleash U.S. energy to enable this AI boom, or China will win.
Mm-hmm.
So this is survival in so many different ways. I mean, we are the ones who do all of the innovation. You can't do that now without these rare earth minerals. It's all tied together, but you have to have the power running through the grid. And the Democrats understand this. They understand financially this is a way out for America. We can outgrow our debt with incredible profits. And so they're going to block it all. They're going to put the rare earth minerals off limits. This is why you saw them lock up the coasts to more mining. Why? You need the energy. We need more energy running through our grid. This is the way to kneecap America. And Democrats truly feel if America fails financially, which we will do, if we don't do all of these things, then Trump will get the blame. They'll win and have power forever. That's the story right there. That's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How does it end? I don't know. It could end anyway at this point. But the American people got to get educated fast. We do not have time to play green games with these people. By the way, I was doing some debate prep over the weekend
Okay.
with the kids.
Right.
One of them asked me, they were asking me about Chinese energy supplies. Yeah. I had meant to look it up for a while because I know they use a lot of coal.
Yes.
And I didn't know how much. One of my kids asked me that. So I was like, I'll go look that up because I was like, I keep talking about that on the air. Do you realize 63% of China's energy comes from coal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
63%. I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I looked it up. Do you realize that China has more than quadrupled its use of coal in the last 10
right.
years?
Mm-hmm.
This is how they're getting the upper hand right. on us because it's cheap.
It's cheap. Absolutely.
This is how they're getting the upper hand on us with the AI, because to do this kind of computation and just keep pace with the development, you need massive amounts of power and it's got to be cheap. Or we're not going to make it. Democrats know that. And they're like, this is how we get America.
Plus, it's proven technology that can be easily replicated. And,
yes.
As far as coal burning, you know, power plants, that's ancient technology. So, you know, even if they... obviously, they don't try to do it to the environmentally friendly way that we do here in this country, which we do it much cleaner than anybody else in the world when we do it. They're not concerned about that.
Oh, no, they don't care.
No.
And America, we just were not fully awake yet in terms of what we're up against with China and how important energy, even so much more important today than in energy is than last time Trump was in office.
Yeah.
And they're flat out asleep. Scott Bessant gets it, though. This is him, and I meant to play this the week he was confirmed.
Yeah.
And he's going back and forth with Democrat Senator Ron Wyden. Listen to the absolute ignorance from Wyden. He thinks we're in a clean energy race with China. Bessant's like, hello, Bueller.
Yeah.
Yes, China is opening. They have opened a lot of solar and wind facilities. Absolutely. But it's nothing compared to the coal.
That was the biggest transformation on clean energy in American history. That is our package that basically said the tax code as it relates to energy is a broken down mess. And we basically said we're going to have a technology neutral system. The more you reduce carbon, the bigger your tax savings. Now there is a big effort in the Trump administration to reverse it. I think that's going to be bad for the economy, but it is going to be damn good for China because we are in an arms race on clean energy with them. Are you going to be on the side of people who want to unravel this?
Senator Wyden, just so we can frame this for everyone in the room, China will build 100 new coal plants this year. There is not a clean energy race. There is an energy race. China will build 10 nuclear plants this year. That is not solar. I am in favor of more nuclear plants. And I would note that the IRA, as scored by the CBO, is wildly out of control in terms of spending on the upside.
Well,
yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is really just the Green New Deal.
Yeah, right.
So Democrats are using energy, i.e. taking it away, as a way to crush America economically so we cannot outgrow the inflation. Because if America loses, Trump loses. This is their strategy going forward. If America wins, Trump wins. They got to stop America from winning no matter what it takes.